So when I sat down to write this speech, the only thing in my head was the big, huge question. The big, huge question we've been asked for a whole year, the question we're going to be asked for the next handful of months, the big, huge graduation party question, what are you going to do now? Now, some of us know the answer and are completely 100% prepared and excited to answer this question. And then there's the rest of us who stand so close to this stage, looking out into the nebulous future of our time out of art school, with big, huge, gaping eyes, and the words, "No, but really, what am I going to do?" floating in a thought bubble over our heads. I don't know about everyone else, but I think addressing this question is kind of scary. It's a big, huge thing to take in. They might as well ask you to project your earnings and successes for the next 30-plus years to the most finite detail. They might as well be saying, "Tell me right now, off the cuff, just chit-chatting, just how productive and important will you be out there in the real world for the rest of your life?" It's a lot to consider. Well, as I was thinking about the big, huge question, I figured out the big, huge answer. I'll let you in on a secret. The big, huge answer to the big, huge question is simple. When you're at your graduation party and your great Aunt Beatrice comes up to you and says, "Well, what are you going to do now?" you say, "Whatever I want to do." That's the secret to living life out there, outside of the undergraduate cosmos. Do exactly what you want. Do the things that fill you with unbridled, limitless joy, whatever that might be. Move to the Arctic into a tiny igloo with your best friend and perfect the art of microscopic ice carving. Paint toy trains. Go fishing. Don't go fishing. Play video games until you forget what day it is. Draw bananas wearing hats. Work for an underwater basket weaver. Sculpt realistic busts of Donald Trump out of cake. Run marathons. Collect empty cans of spray paint. Learn about tying knots. Go camping. Surround yourself with what excites you and be excited. The universe out there is vast, and you can do whatever. Well, mostly whatever it is that makes your heart sing. I mean, we all know that not every day is a joyous thrill ride. Some mornings are completely unremarkable. Those mornings when you shuffle across your room, make one mark on a canvas, and go back to bed feeling like life is never going to happen. Or that you're just a goof with way more paint than the average guy. But in the words of the wise and talented Beyoncé Knowles, there's no drum roll or trumpet that goes off when you make the biggest decisions of your life. Sometimes you don't even know that you made them. So, class of 2013, let's go out into the future with excitement, brave and tenacious, because we're ready for the unremarkable days and the thrill rides. We're tough. I mean, we survived Y2K. We survived the rapture. We survived the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012, and we survived lining up at the Hardy Building at 4 a.m. to register for classes. We can handle not only the big, huge question, but also we can handle anything the universe hands us. So come on, class of 2013, let's do this.